Welcome to the Derek Fleming Show. It is 8:07 p.m. Breaking news. Legal problems continue to mount for rap mogul and producer Sean Diddy Combs as both of Combs' homes have been raided by federal authorities. Now, the Department of Homeland Security Investigations New York confirms that Monday's raid was part of an ongoing investigation involving the rapper Diddy. Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, he has definitely adapted multiple aliases throughout the years. Now, video from Fox 11 KTTV, a local television station in Los Angeles, showed armed officers entering a home in the Homely Hills area of the city of Los Angeles, Hollywood area, basically. Now, public records in California indicate that the home is owned by a company led by Mr. Sean Diddy Combs. Diddy, 54 years of age, is a producer, label exec, and occasional rapper who has been one of the most prolific and influential and widely recognized figures in the music industry for the last 30 years. He played an integral role in the transformation of hip-hop into the global commercial force that it has become, crafting hits and larger-than-life personas for acts like the Notorious B.I.G., Christopher Wallace, Biggie Smalls, and Mary J. Blige, just to name a few. Now, Combs' son, Justin, and King were detained outside the home, which is customary in such circumstances. Then the two sons were released without charges. My takeaway from the video is, you know, Department of Homeland Security. I thought typically when the Department of Homeland Security got involved, it was more for like customs or you know, immigration issues and things like that. So I was kind of taken back by why was Homeland Security involved. I could understand the FBI or the DEA. You know, it looked more like something from a Scarface movie. You know, they enter, you know, Diddy's estate, all these, you know, huge, perfectly manicured lawn with these, you know, gates and bushes and this mega mansion that is owned by, you know, the record producer and his home in Miami. Both very lavish, very extravagant homes. Obviously, Diddy has made a tremendous amount of money in the music industry, probably almost $1 billion. So obviously a very wealthy and influential man. But I think what we're seeing here is the beginning of the end for Sean Diddy Combs, unfortunately. That's just my personal opinion. I never came out and said that I believed any of the allegations that, you know, any of the allegations that people were, you know, alleging that Diddy was guilty of. I never came out and said, you know, I believed it. Because so far, I have not seen any tangible proof. I haven't seen video surveillance. I haven't seen anything that gave me an unequivocal, you know, feeling that, you know what, Diddy is guilty. But I think what we're seeing now is the big boys have gotten involved. The feds are involved. And I think, and I'm agreeing with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, I think that means that they have a concrete case. They have some tangible things in place where they feel like they can possibly, you know, prosecute this man. Possibly, you know, take him to jail, take him to prison, or, you know, build a strong case against the rap mogul. I think that's what we're seeing here. And I think it's unfortunate because, you know, with all his contributions, with all his talent, with his humble beginnings to become the man that he has undoubtedly become, I think the tragedy is a lot of times with a lot of money and a lot of power and a lot of influence also come a lot of demons. And I think that's Diddy's biggest problem. I think he is dealing with a lot of demons. And I was telling someone, one of the correspondents for the show earlier, I think Diddy is trying to mask who he really is. And a lot of times when we don't live our truth, and I've said this on previous podcasts, we don't live our truth and we have to hide behind a facade. Anytime you hide behind a facade, at some point the truth will surface. Truth has a way of surfacing. And I think if Diddy would have came out initially and made a statement, if he's gay or if he's bisexual, I think his problems would not have amassed to the point in which they have. I think with him, you know, being accused of so many, you know, counts of, you know, sex trafficking and inappropriate sexual conduct, where there's smoke, there's fire. Diddy probably is guilty of some of these charges. I don't think people are just make my again, a good correspondent to the show called me this morning and they said, anytime people that don't even know each other, they're totally unrelated people, are saying the same thing about you, there's probably some accuracy to those statements. In other words, all the people that are accusing Diddy of things, they don't know each other. Cassie Ventura, his ex-girlfriend, came out and basically said, you know, Diddy is an abusive guy. He's very, you know, very much an abuser. He, you know, he basically, you know, sexually harassed people. He, you know, he is guilty of all these things. They threw these lavish parties where there was homosexuality. Bishop Jake's name came up, which that hasn't been confirmed, but a lot of people believe that. Now, the burden of proof is on them, but Diddy, it's not looking good for you at this point, my guy. And we'll just have to wait and see what transpired. But again, breaking news, both of his homes, his home in the Homely Hills area, Hollywood of Los Angeles, and his home in Miami have both been raided by federal authorities on Monday. And I don't know. His sons, Justin and King, were detained. That's customary. They were released without any charges. It's not looking good for Diddy, and he hasn't surfaced. I'm sure that he is being silent at the advice of his attorneys. But I think this is the beginning of the end for Sean Diddy Combs. I think it's over, man. I think it's over. And I don't know. I don't know whether to be like, well, yeah, okay, he's getting what is coming to him, or to be very, very sad, because obviously this is a man who is dealing with some serious self-identification issues. I don't think Diddy knows who Diddy is at this point. We will wait and see what transpires here. Again, breaking news. Both homes for rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs were raided today on Monday by federal authorities, and this was part of an ongoing investigation, according to Homeland Security New York. You guys have been locked into the Derek Fleming Show. I hope that everyone has a fantastic night. Take care, guys.